Palmer back. Time. Down the right sideline. Raiders got it! End zone touchdown, Raiders!
How does it feel to be an NFL player, to be a Raider and making touchdowns?
It feels good, but I would have rather had a win on both games. You know, both games I had a touchdown, we lost. But bittersweet, it felt good still to score.
How does that make you feel knowing that you are making an impact in your first season?
It feels good. I just wanted to do whatever I could do to help this team win, give us the best chance to win. And, you know, I don't want people to look at me as like I'm a rookie, making rookie mistakes, and, oh, is he going to be able to do? I just want to be a regular guy out there and be able to make plays.
Now, I know you've done some other training, so a little birdie told me, I'll say, yeah. Jiu-jitsu, yeah. If I can even spit it out. And this was something that you did with
my agent.
With your agent. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of hand combat. So, you know, in the game, it's real physical. DBs try to get their hands on you. So it's just a lot of work to get off the press and blocking also. It helps out a lot.
Now, whose idea was the jiu-jitsu training? Was that yours or?
My agent. He's a master in jiu-jitsu, too.
Are you at the master level yet?
No, not yet. I'm getting there. Probably a couple more years.
What about being a Raider? Mm-hmm. What has that been like for you and your interaction with our fans?
Fans, I love them. You know, they bring a lot of energy. And coming from Temple, it wasn't the biggest fan crowd base, but here it's beautiful. After I scored, it was unbelievable energy, and I just loved it, you know, and they're a great support fan group.
One motivation for you to do well on this team was the fact that you weren't drafted. Is that still a motivating factor for you?
It gets me going just to see the team over there that called me and said, you know, we're going to take you in this round, and then they don't take me. It kind of gives me that energy and passion to keep going and score some touchdowns on them.
Nice. Did it matter to you what team you played for?
After the draft, the Raiders called me during the draft, too, and afterwards they kept being in contact with me and everything. And I really did want to be a Raider as soon as, you know, my agent got the deal done. I was just excited to come here and play and be a part of such a, you know, history of culture.
Sometimes you have to make corrections and adjustments, mm-hmm. If there's a mistake made. Are you able to turn that over quickly, mm-hmm. In a game? Because you literally have to go in at another series.
Yeah, I always learn to have a short-term memory, and that's what they preach here is don't let the last play affect you, and don't let great plays affect you. You know, after the touchdown, I let it go. It happened. It's done. You got to move on. So short-term memory is the thing I always base my performance off of.
Do you have a little more leeway when you're in college, and then when you come to the pros, is it a lot different?
It goes hand-in-hand. In college, it was just a little bit more leeway, but here you're a professional, so you're looked at to know your job. And the speed of the game is a little faster, so they have a little bit of leniency with that, and they understand that I'm a rookie and I'm going to make mistakes, but as long as I don't make the same mistake twice, they're okay with it.